You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Listen, honey.
I'm missing your face.
I know, me too. I feel like, okay, so Chrishell, you're one of those people who I, you know, when we joined Dancing with the Stars, obviously the most exciting part of it, besides who you're going to get matched up with, is like, who are you going to meet? Who are you going to compete next to? And, you know, the great thing about our season is that everybody was so different that I was really excited to learn about every single person. And you especially, you were so friendly and so just warm and inviting from the very get-go that I was like, wait, what is it Chrishell does again? Because I knew you acted, but I also knew people had mentioned a reality series, which I hadn't watched at the time. And pause on that, because I'll tell you guys what recently happened. But I just immediately fell in love with who you were without even knowing what it is that you did. You know what I mean? Whereas we had like Backstreet Boy and like, you know, figure skater, you know, champion and all this. And I was like, wait, I really like Chrishell, but I don't know what exactly it is that she does. And so for those of you who did watch, of course, Dance with the Stars, you saw Chrishell, in my eyes as well, just kill it every week at always trying to better yourself, always really humbly learning everything that you could about the whole competition. But also I saw an internal discovery within yourself of really like making yourself proud by like owning your moves and getting more comfortable in your skin. And that was really fun for me to watch, Chrishell. I have to tell you, because I didn't get to tell you out in the ballroom, but I really enjoyed watching the evolution of Chrishell. And I'll just finish this part. So it wasn't until at the end of my season when I had to step down because you guys know I got sick. But of course, I'm sitting in front of my TV every day and I got nothing else to do. And I pop through Netflix and I see my friend's face, Chrishell, and I'm like, oh shit, here's the damn show. Let's watch. And like, I'm not even kidding you. 3 days later, I binged the thing. I binged your whole series and I got it. And it made sense with the evolution that I was seeing because you had gone through such rough times and this was something very new for you to really have a one-on-one moment with yourself too. So I want to talk to you about so much. First, tell me your experience on Dancing with the Stars and what did you learn about yourself that you didn't know before?
Well, I have to say, I mean, I feel like in the beginning it was true. I know I joke, but I mean this seriously. It felt like a live panic attack. I've never been so terrified. I was visibly shaking.
Right.
And so to then be visibly shaking and try and look like you're like owning a tango did not bode well for the, you know, first few weeks of the show. And it really was an evolution of just, you know, really trying to center yourself and get control of those nerves and just breathe through it. Cause you know, you and I'll never forget connecting the same week that we both were sharing really emotional stories about our family. And, you know, it was one of those moments as you were leaving, I was going out and you were like, do not watch the video.
Oh my gosh, I forgot about that.
I remember it because it really, you know, that was an important moment that could have really derailed everything. Cause I thought really watch it to connect to the dance. And instead, after having just heard you say that, I was like, you know what? I think I need to find an in-between. So I wasn't watching it, but I wasn't, you know, like closing my ear, you know, so I was trying to be aware of it, but just half, because if you really like connect to it, just like you said, it's too much emotionally to then be able to channel that. So I will never forget that moment between you and I, between, you know, that little in between when you're going off and I'm going on.
Yeah.
But as far as the show itself, it really did make me grow. I mean, I when I watch it now, I can't believe I did some of the stuff, and just really, you know, being able to have that confidence and feel like, you know, instead of saying I can't do things now because of Dancing with the Stars, I feel like I say, well, that just means I haven't learned yet, you know? Right. So I feel like I can do a lot of things I just haven't tried yet. You know, let me learn. Let me try. I'm open for whatever.
Absolutely. Yeah. I agree with you. Upon entering the show, I remember the first thing I said was, I can't dance. So I don't know if I'm the type of person you, I think that's the first thing, right? For you too. Yes. Everybody says like, you don't know what the caliber of dance is. And you also don't want to be that person that's eliminated first week. You also don't want to be the person that gives America their entertainment every week where they're like, wow, that was funny to watch, you know?
Yeah.
And so I think what I do relate with you is that we both were like, no, really, we don't dance. You've got some fancy fingers over here, which I had her on a week ago. And she was like, I'm so nervous. I just don't dance like that. I was like, shut up. The week right. you came out, you had the perfect fingers, which that took me like 8 weeks to learn.
Oh my gosh, me too. I was like, what are you doing?
And you don't take it seriously until you watch yourself back over and you're like, oh my God, my fingers look like broken, dusty tree branches. Like this
right.
is, you really have to extend it all the way out. So I related with you and Nelly and just so many that were really first timers coming in. And that particular moment you brought up, I remember, I didn't know, by the way, I had no idea that your story, you're right. You and I were the stories that were just the most exposing and vulnerable to share in that type of a space. So for me, what had happened was, you know, for those of you who don't know, on that week dance, we shared something intimate about our family. And for me, it was my family's journey from Vietnam to come here. And that it was a very tumultuous journey. And it was my one uncle who never speaks about his experience, my one uncle and my grandmother, who actually saved the boat to make us actually get to actually get here to the US. And if it weren't for them, I wouldn't be on Dancing with the Stars. Like drawing that whole connection is crazy, because it was like, you know, I'm thinking about how hard it is to be on a dance competition show. These people are traveling in the middle of the Grand Ocean in a tiny boat that held like, it was eight people, had 14 people on it, you know, fleeing from their poverty and their communism. It's like the whole journey of it when I was watching on screen then took me to such an emotional place. I was overshaking. And then now you're self-conscious of your moves and you're trying to contain your tears. So even though it made for a good performance, that's why when I saw Chriselle, I was like, I don't know what you're about to do, but just, you know, don't do what I did, which is completely lose yourself emotionally. And you did a perfect job, because by far, that was my favorite dance, Chriselle. Absolutely. And to hear your story, you know, and you guys all like that, I think it was that story. And then watching the Instagram picture that you posted then after that with you guys having the same mullet haircut, it was like, this, your family was so, I mean, you guys had such a tight knit, sweet family, which is, it was so cool to be able to learn that from you.
Yeah. Thank you. You know, it is overwhelming to share it on such a large stage. And then, but to be able to put a creative, to turn such pain into something beautiful.
Yeah.
The idea of doing that was so inspiring. And so to be able to, like, it really was just such a moment that I'll never take for granted. I'll always cherish that, just to have that, you know, that I was able to, you know, kind of really transform something that felt like darkness into something light. And I really felt, you know, my family with me that night, and it was just really special. So even though I feel like my dancing got a little better as I went, nothing will beat that dance for me, because it meant so much.
Absolutely. And another thing we had bonded about, which I didn't really understand until I watched the series, was your journey with divorce. And for me, what I always tell people is that, you know, there's some experiences in life where you cannot say you understand until you've been through. And I would say divorce is definitely one of those, where just every day feels so, you don't know what emotion you're going to wake up in. Every day feels like such a bleak, like you can't even, sometimes the night feels so long to wait for when the sun rises. You're just like, oh my God, how long is this day going to take? I remember for me, I didn't know who I was. I actually kind of forgot who I was, because I was filled with shame. I was filled with disappointment in myself. I was filled with self-blame. And it led me to thinking about you, because when I saw you going through your Dance with the Stars journey, which I could tell on your face, you loved it as much as I did. I was like, this must be so rewarding for Chrishell, coming out of divorce and going into something that's so rewarding on a weekly level, like reminding yourself how beautiful and radiant and unique you are. Like, nobody can be Chrishell, right? I wanted to ask you, did you draw some parallels from your divorce experience and coming out of it? Like, did DWTS help you heal in any way?
I think it did in many ways. You know, just being able to find that, you know, standing on your own two feet and you know, really kind of, I mean, I really think that was the time for me to get away from, you know, being known as, because you're right, when you go through something like that, you wonder, well, what is my identity if I'm not somebody's wife? You know, and I had really identified so much and put so much into that, that all of a sudden when I'm not that, then who am I? Then what am I?
Right.
And you know who you are before that relationship, but you know, when you're, you know, as you're coming out of it and it's so long, you really, you forget, and you have to, it's a journey to find your way back to who you are and everything. And I feel like Dancing with the Stars was a big part of that, you know, just kind of, you know, and same with, you know, my mom had, passed not long before I did the show. And so it was just like all these things that I really felt like I was, it was just such a rewarding, beautiful experience. And, you know, just kind of reminding myself that I'm capable of more than I think. And, you know, to kind of, you know, always, you know, even if you don't think you can do it, but you have to try, you know? And so there are times where you know, I think coming through a divorce or, you know, anything, I mean, I'm sure anyone that's gone through it can agree, it takes a toll on your self-worth, because I don't care what the circumstances were, you know, obviously that no one enters into a marriage thinking that it will fail.
Ever, right.
So I think that that's, you know, just one of those things that, you know, finding your way back from that. It's, I definitely think, you know, this was kind of just the start of a new chapter altogether, and beauty and light and positivity and challenging things that were positive, challenging things. It was just a really great, completely new chapter that I just feel like I've tried to roll that forward, you know, since the show.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.
Hey guys, it's Cheyenne Davis. You may know me from MTV's Teen Mom OG or Think Loud Crew podcast. I'm here with my dad, Papa Floyd, to tell you about our new podcast, Unfiltered Kitchen.
The kitchen is the hub of the household for many of us. The one-stop shop for conversations, both big and small. Cheyenne and I have been having open conversations about all aspects of life in our kitchen since well before she was able to see over the counter.
And now we're inviting you into our own kitchen as a part of the family.
Unfiltered Kitchen is a two-way street. I share my advice on cocktails, cooking, parenting, and the lessons I've learned.
And I inform my dad what it's like to raise kids today, how generational barriers affect us, and the joys of being a daughter. Well, your daughter.
Get ready for a whole lot of unfiltered advice. You can take it or leave it, but you're never going to leave this table feeling hungry for more.
Listen to Unfiltered Kitchen wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, and I always kind of notice that the one thing about you, Chrishell, is even in the show, is that you had always a positive attitude, or the best type of attitude you could have, no matter what situation. You know, we talked about some of the characters on your show, some of the other, your co-stars. And I personally, as a person who, I can be short-tempered and I can definitely, like, you know, get defensive with people. You were like, you know what? You just got to understand that that's how some people are. And I'd be like, you don't want to choke a bitch sometimes? And you're like, yeah, but you know, what's that going to do? And I was like, wow, that's like seriously the winning attitude, you know? And then even after Dancing with the Stars, I know that then, like, you know, you then not even with not by your choice at all, but you then got caught in a flurry of rumor. And, you know, someone else's marriage mishap and whatnot. Like, how did you deal with that? And what kind of went through your mind when you're coming off celebrating your journey on Dancing with the Stars?
I mean, To be honest, now that it's all over and past, I mean, that was so stressful because it was just such a beautiful experience and I had so much fun. And there's really not a lot you can do or say in a situation after you say it's not true. I mean, people truly just are either going to believe you or not. There's nothing you can do. So I really was put in a position of just, you know, and we're in quarantine. So it's just like you're sheltering in place. You feel bad. You feel shame. And it's like, but I didn't do anything. So it tainted it for a while, the experience, because, you know, then you're wondering, was this a bad idea? Should I have not done this? You know,
did you really question that?
Well, I just, you know, I didn't know, you know, your word means so much. That's all you have in this business, you know, and married men are not my thing. So I adore Gleb, but, you know, to be honest with you, even if he was single from the first day that I met him, you know, him and I are very different. So I love him as a friend, but, you know, he's just like, that's not the type of, I think people watch the dances and, you know, he's a steamy, you know, salsa. We didn't do salsa, but he's got that like, that I've been on soaps, you know, that's what I've been doing for like 10 years of my life, where it's like, you know, that I know how to do that on camera. I know how to bring it, even though I might be feeling like, you know, in real life in rehearsals, I'm like this awkward, like, oh my God. But when we hit the stage and we're doing it, it's like, okay, let's do this.
Totally.
And so it's just, you know, luckily, you know, it's all past. And so I can just kind of thank God it all just, you know, kind of the truth came out. And I think, you know, it's unfortunate because I think, you know, I was kind of targeted for press on one, you know, not on
Yes. Then,
but it's just, you know, it just kind of sucks, you know, but it is what it is. That's how our business works. And
yeah,
I kind of feel like the more you want to protest it, then people are like, oh, see, she's guilty because she's saying it didn't happen. And then if you don't say anything, people are like, oh, see, there's nothing you can do.
That was exactly what I was thinking, Chriselle. The whole time I was like, what would I do if I was Chriselle? And part of me would say, I would ignore it because that's their business. And because I have nothing to do with it, I'm not going to speak on it at all. But then that makes people think, oh, she's not saying anything, so that must mean it's true. And you're like, okay, no, let me straighten this out. And then when you go into setting the story straight, then they're like, oh, she's denying it. That's of course what she wants us to think. It's like, it's the worst thing ever. And I couldn't imagine it for you. And at the same time, I honestly, like, when I look at your timeline, and I think I look at it kind of like the episodic timeline of your show. On the show, you also had pitfalls, real life ones, pitfalls, and still you tried to, you know, come through, and you still tried to find yourself, and from finding your new place to starting your life back up, and figuring out where your safe space was with paparazzi all around you. It was crazy how the same thing happened in real time and in front of your Dance with the Stars co-stars. For the rest of us, you know, we were just like, oh my God, like, how do you support somebody who all you can do is just kind of get through it, right? So let the truth come out in its own. And the best part of this, Chriselle, is you came out winning on top when you announced your love to Keo, or your relationship with Keo. When you announced that, I was like, that's my girl. That's how you do it. That's how you win. You go through Dancing with the Stars, you go through it, and you show us exactly what you're made of and how you overcome yourself. And you win people by not just not being the band's best dancer, but by being the best version of yourself. And then sure, you get hiccuped with people who try to peg you as this person and whatnot. But then ultimately you still stay your graceful self. And you still say you're classy with your smile, although I'm sure it was so painful. And then you come out winning on top, and you guys got Christmas pictures together in your fucking stockings and family in matching onesies. I'm like, shut up, Chriselle. This is like, you're the best real life reality show to watch. Like, I know, I literally am rooting for you in real time. And I'm like, what the heck? It's so crazy. Do you feel that ever? Am I the first person that tells you this?
I mean, I feel like that sometimes from people, where it's like, you know, I feel like, you know, you're always going to have your supporters and the people that have a good, I feel like a good, like, sense of who you really are. And then there's those people that are just always going to think you're putting on a show. They're always going to think it's fake. They're always going to think it's publicity. And so for the people that I feel like have spent time with me, or that for some reason they watch the show and I feel like they really get a sense. I have had that reaction. So I really appreciate that because, you know, at the end of the day, there's no longer a lot of privacy. You know, at this point, I've just kind of been like, okay, well, this is my life, you know, and there are a lot of great things that come from it.
Yeah.
But then there are downfalls to it where it's like people will misinterpret things or, you know, just the other day, a photo came out. It was like, it showed me with a bruise. I'm like walking my dog and the paparazzi are like, you know, oh my gosh. And it's like, you know, they can try and twist this into a story, but to be honest with you, Jeannie, I had gotten Botox. Like,
I love it.
So it's just like, you know, and I wasn't even going to address it, but I'll just say, but that's how quickly something.
Right. Right. That's a perfect comeback, by the way. No, can you imagine if like Hollywood Unlocked or whatever, TMZ is like, looks like Chrishell's dealing with some spousal abuse or something. And you're like, no, it's Botox. Like,
I'm going out with a younger man. I got to try and keep it together.
Oh my God. And that's so cute. And how is Keo, by the way? Like, how have you just like transformed his life? Because I got to tell you, I don't see, I knew him from the show and saw him. And honestly, like Q to me was always goofy, but he also had like a really serious demeanor about him. Unless you have that in with him, he won't just like all of a sudden, you know, like for example, Sasha. Sasha's goofy all the time to everybody, yeah. Just silly and a little like, you know, a prankster kind of guy. Yeah. But like Keo, I always felt like if I joked with him, he would joke back with me, but otherwise he was pretty straight laced and like went and did his thing and went out, you know? But now I see him smiling in a different way I've never seen. I didn't see ever on Dancing with the Stars. So like how do you think you've changed his life?
Oh gosh. Well, I don't think that's something for me to answer. I'll start blushing, but you know, I mean, definitely I don't want to say too much because, you know, it's like adds pressure and I don't want to mess anything up, but I will just say, I definitely think for the better. I mean, he just went through something extremely hard with his family. You know, unfortunately now we share this bond of both having lost our moms. And so as far as like, the positive stuff, it's just, you know, of course that is amazing. And it's so, you know, but then when you have the serious stuff, you can really be there for somebody and you've been there before and you can kind of be that shoulder, you know, so it's multi-level, you know, of course there's like the fun, like, oh my gosh, you're a dancer and you're hot and like, let's keep this dancing going. But then, right. You know, there's so much more now over the course of time. He's really spiritual and, you know, we've just bonded over, you know, just things that I, you know, I haven't had before. So it's
very,
I don't want to say too much.
It sounds like you guys, the relationship, or at least the experience that you guys are sharing with each other right now is very healing.
100%. And yeah, I think it's all those things. I mean, it's been, so far it's been healing and fun and, you know, we're in the middle of a pandemic. And so I feel grateful that, you know, it's given us that time to really be close. I mean, he's coming over later. He cooks, he's making like a healthy dinner.
He better put that boy to work. Yes. Cause he had way too much time off on Dancing with the Stars. Every time he came, whether he chose to button his shirt or not, and he was standing there across the way in our ballroom, because we had these pods that we were stuck in, you guys, and I would see Keo across the way, and I'm like, what the hell do you guys do when your partner's, like, done with the show? You guys literally just sit around and come, oh, I'll stop by at the live taping, like, you know what I mean? So, yes, you better put him to work. How did you even manage have time? When did you guys meet? When did you guys, like, hit it off?
He is best friends with Lev. So I actually met him like at the very beginning. I get nervous to say too much, but I remember, you know, kind of being like, oh, because I didn't know who the dancers were. And I saw him and Gleb was like, oh yeah, that's my best friend. I was like, oh, well, you've introduced me. And then in the very, very beginning, I think we had gone to dinner, like am I allowed to say that now?
I think so. Yes. Because especially considering we were all tested. And so we right. all considered safe with each other because we were tested on a daily basis. Yeah.
And so that's why I haven't really said before, but I actually hung out with him in the very, very beginning. And, you know, this is too much information, but I remember us connecting very early on. So I didn't know how old he was. And I remember being like, oh my goodness. Like, and then it wasn't until I realized that later that then I kind of like, put the brakes on it because I thought he was too young for me, to be honest. And so that's like, you know, and it, you know, we went on our own journeys, and then, you know, and just like hanging out with them over the course of time, and him, you know, they're like, I've said this before, there are men my age and older that still aren't looking for what I'm looking for. So sometimes age doesn't really come into play if you want the same thing. So right now, I don't know, you know, what it will be. You know, of course I have hopes for, you know, I'm a hopeless romantic. I hope, you know, for the best, but I don't want to put too much pressure on it.
Well, I'm happy for you. I was cheering you on in a real life experience of a dance competition. But then when I, and it's not like that's, this is what you wished, but when your life kind of unfolded in front of us, where we all had to watch, knowing who you were from the get-go, I'm so glad I met you the way I did, not meeting you from your show, not meeting you, you know, knowing about your show, but meeting you as Chriselle. That one time we were in the dressing room and you were like, hey, we have a mutual friend. And I was like, hi. And we were both, you know, like trying to, I remember, by the way, that day meeting you and you were telling me, yeah, I heard about you. And I was like, hi, yes. And we were both trying to be nice, but I could tell too, because it was our first day show. We were both so freaking nervous. And I was like, Chriselle, I love you and everything, but I don't want to come off as a bitch, but I'm scared as shit. I don't have anything to talk about. And I need to go make sure like my outfit's right and my dance moves are in my head. And yeah. So we were like, hi, bye. And even then after that, I was like, there's something so unique about you because you are refreshingly genuine. And so to see, like, you have an interesting calling on your life where the worst case scenarios could be thrown at you, but your attitude and genuinely who you are is what makes you prevail. And your, that consistency really shows who you are as a woman. Do you know what I mean? Like, being consistent is so important. Can you imagine if one of these things actually got to you and you lost it and you just, like, you know what I mean? Like, just unraveled in front of us, or I don't know, went and pulled somebody's weave out. Then we're like, okay, this was her the whole time. I knew it. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate that so much. I mean, that's what, you know, that's one of the scary parts about, you know, if you have all these cameras around you, like who you really are is going to come through, you know, cause we're filming constantly. And so I feel like there have been times where people think that, you know, it's going to come out. Who you are is going to shine through, and it really does. So I feel like, you know, if you are a good person, then it doesn't, you know, there might be those mistakes, but if you always come to the carpet and you're willing to learn from them, then that's okay. But if you're a bad person, that's going to come through too, you know? So I just feel like it's one of those instances where, you know, it's a scary place to be, to have your, you know, cameras around you all the time. But that being said, I feel like if you have the right attitude where it's like, I know I won't mess up, you know, but I hope that I always have the ability to admit that when I see that and do better, you know? So that's just kind of what I was taught. And so what I try and do. So.
Yeah. Thank you for that encouragement. That reminds us all that the power is really in our mental, and we don't need situations to be perfect around us to make it through the day. Like, as long as your mental and it is grounded and you remember who you are, then you don't lose yourself in the chaos of life. Absolutely. Okay. My last question I wanted to ask you, and this is something that I'm asking all of my guests. It's my favorite question to ask. And I think for me, even though I'm older than you, for me, it kind of started happening around when I turned 40, I started to recognize things that I wanted to unlearn. Meaning, you know, when you are raised as a kid to when you're, you know, in the Hollywood business, you start to learn things, or you're told things to learn, but it's not until you start to break free of what people tell you to be, that you start to walk on your own and you start to realize, huh, like that wasn't exactly how they what they told me. And this isn't exactly how that works. Or if it is, I don't want to play by that game. I want to play to it my own, you know? So I wanted to ask you, what is something you would say today after all these experiences, maybe as of recent, what would you say you have unlearned or that you want to unlearn in your life?
There's one definitely that comes to mind, because I was kind of entered into the world of Hollywood as a plus one. And I kind of, you know, learned the ways of, you know, how things are done by watching, you know, all the people that I was around.
Yeah.
And now that I've kind of, now I've been entered into the world on my own, I've decided, you know, that doesn't mean that's how I have to do it. I don't want to do it that way. And there are just many things where it's like, and maybe that's comes with part of my life being so open reality versus like a scripted type of world. But, you know, I just feel like that there's like this world of, you know, this untouchable thing. And like, I feel like I've decided, you know, that's not going to be my brand or who I am. I just have to be myself. And it kind of sometimes does mean you look like an ass in front of people or, you know, and it just like, I think it takes the pressure off a little bit as opposed to trying to be this, like, I'm this person and like putting it out there. Like you want to be this, like, you know, put up on a pedestal. I actually like the idea of not being on a pedestal and just being like a real person. That's like a regular person that just happens to be doing things in front of the camera. But I like that it just releases that pressure as far as like celebrity, where it's like, you know, technically yes, but if someone were in my position, I feel like I'm doing the same stuff they would be doing if they were in this position, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a good one. Cause you're right. You make me think about something that I also unlearned when it comes to the industry is that looking perfect and looking all put together is what Hollywood wants.
Yeah.
But I personally, as Jeannie Mai, I'm more attracted to learning the behind the scenes of somebody, the times they didn't feel all pulled together. What do they do when they get nervous? What do you do when your glam doesn't show up and you've got like half an hour before you have to show up at the red carpet? And so you pull your dress from freaking, I don't know, ASOS.com and you throw, what do you mean? Like, who cares? I do agree with you on that. And you're right. You're absolute. That's probably what's most effervescent about you is that as somebody who we see as a celebrity today, you didn't get there by trying to be perfect and jumping in from this plus one world into I'm a star. Like you really were like, I'm Chrishell. And if this success follows me, then it follows me because I'm going to be me the whole time.
I love that. Yeah. And it honestly makes it easier because it's just like, gosh, you know, like you're saying, like, the pressure to like look a certain way and be a certain thing. And, you know, especially like the world of social media, I just think it's been really refreshing this whole quarantine thing. I think that's one thing that's changed I've seen over the course of, you know, it's just kind of a little more like, you know, a little bit more of the behind the scenes or, you know, that kind of stuff. It's always funnier and like a little more relatable when all of a sudden you realize like, okay, well, but this picture took like 100 times to get like
this. Yes, absolutely. Oh my God. Chrishell, I love talking with you. Okay. So how do we support Chrishell besides your Instagram? Obviously, what else do you have coming out? I want to be able to support you. What's going on next in Chrishell's world?
Well, I'm working on something really big. Unfortunately, the company that I work with likes to make their own announcements, so I can't say anything. But I feel like, you know, a quick Google search and you guys will know what I'm talking about, but unfortunately I can't say. So that's like the major thing I'm working on. I'm still, you know, selling houses, doing that stuff through COVID. But as far as like what you can watch me on next, unfortunately you'll have to wait and see when the announcement comes. I know they won't let me say, it's ridiculous, but
how much longer do we have to wait?
I mean, that's a thing they don't tell us. Like, I have no, but that being said, like, there's a timeline of which people would know if you don't say. So I think probably within like 2 months or something like that.
I'll be on the gram so you know that when I see it, I'm going to be supporting you. I'm going to share it with my fans so that we can all follow in suit. And I'm just so happy for you. More than anything, I'm happy that you're healthy, you're good. That you had a great holiday, obviously, and that you're going to have homemade dinner tonight. I'm happy for you.
Thank you so much. I missed you. You're just such a like effervescent, like light. And I missed having our little talks every week and running past each other.
I know, giving each other tips along the way. There's a part of me, as much as I loved it, there's a big part of me that's really thankful for that panic you were talking about. I'm thankful that that's gone because I really thought my heart was going to explode in my throat. Like at some points I was like, a human body can't contain this much stress. This is a lot. I mean, when it was getting down to 2 dances a week, when you were watching the rest of the competitions, was there a part of you that's like, holy shit, I'm really glad I didn't have to go through that. You know, I remember when Monica got cut, Monica Aldama, she actually walked off set and she was like, I was like, Monica, I'm so sorry. And she's like, girl, I'm not, I'm going home. And I was like, God,
I'm going to see my family,
you know? So anyway, it was an experience of a lifetime. And you and I have that in our hearts that we'll never forget. And so I was really glad that I could share that with you.
I know, me too. One more thing I'll never forget. I remember right before you would dance and people, you know, we would want to cheer you on like, yeah. And you were like, no, stop, stop. Because it would make you more nervous. And I always remembered that. So I on purpose didn't cheer for you right before. Cause I was instead like trying to send you like signals that like, you got this girl.
So if the camera panned to you, there'd be this weird ass creepy stare from Chriselle, like giving me like these, you know, those spiral eyes.
Yeah, it probably would have been taken out of context.
Yeah. But, you know, I felt it. So I received it. Thank you so much. No, for sure. When they were doing that, I was like, what the fuck are you doing? You guys are freaking me out. And they would, you know, lose their thing. But we had such an encouraging group. You know, I do hope one day that we all get together. Like,
I think whenever they do like the next season, like we're going to be involved in like when they do like parties, if everyone's vaccinated and safe by then, which I'm sure it will be, fingers crossed. Yes. So that would be nice if we can all like get together and actually celebrate, you know.
Absolutely. Nice. Well, until then, anything you have going on, please know, honestly, I'm here to support you in every way, Chriselle. I'm really, thank you for making this time. And I'm just so happy that you're
here. Of course. So good to see you. You are gorgeous as always. And I will be watching you on the reels.
Thank you. Listen, honey, listen, honey. Listen, honey, listen, honey. Listen, honey, listen, honey.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.